Brent Impey, the former chair of New Zealand Rugby, reveals that South Africa's departure from Super Rugby was inevitable, citing three critical factors. This insight could reshape perceptions of the competition's future. You won't want to miss this analysis. Impey highlights that COVID-19 restrictions made travel unsustainable, crippling the logistics of cross-hemisphere matches. He notes the soaring costs of airfares turned the venture into a financial burden, impacting not just South Africa, but also Argentina's Jaguares. Additionally, South Africa's long-standing desire to align with the Northern Hemisphere played a pivotal role, but the killer blow came when SuperSport shifted the currency of negotiations from US dollars to the rand, complicating financial agreements. Impey explains that the exchange rate drastically changed from 3-1 to 12-1, making it impossible for New Zealand Rugby to accept the new terms without significant subsidies. This economic shift ultimately severed ties with the South African franchises, which have since joined the United Rugby Championship and other continental competitions. The Springboks, however, remain part of the Southern Hemisphere's Rugby Championship. This kind of story deserves a like, and drop your thoughts in the comments.